Welcome to Conversations with Creative Waco, the show that brings you inspiring stories from our vibrant creative and cultural scene. I'm Fiona Bond, and each episode, we hear from amazing people who bring arts, culture, and creativity to life in our community so that you can become part of the action. Today, we have a really fascinating lineup of guests. First, I'll be talking to Mexican-American artist Jesus Rivera and Mexican-Russian artist Anastasia Segevna about a stunning new mural they're creating at the South Waco Community Center, commissioned by the Cesar Chavez Neighborhood Association. Then in the second half of the show, we'll hear from Mike Hamilton of Rogue Media and Melvin Hall, who will share their vision for Warriors Canvas, a powerful new initiative that brings creative opportunities and healing support to military veterans. Anastasia Sergeyevna is a celebrity artist and muralist originally from Crimea, raised in Moscow, who emigrated to Mexico as a child. She blends classical painting techniques with contemporary realism to create dreamlike works full of movement and meaning. Anastasia has led major cultural institutions in Mexico and now devotes herself full-time to her creative practice. She's currently in Waco helping to bring to life a vibrant new mural at the South Waco Community Center, and we're so lucky to have her here. Leading that mural project is renowned Waco-based multidisciplinary artist Jesus Rivera. He's a gifted painter, sculptor, poet, actor, and teacher. Jesus brings a lifetime of passion for art to his work. He studied in Mexico, the US, Spain, and Italy, and his work has been exhibited in Mexico City, Florence, and even the Texas State Capitol. With this mural, Jesus is helping shape a powerful visual story for our community. Anastasia and Jesus, welcome to Conversations with Creative Waco. Jesus, I would like to start with you, if that's okay. You've had a really extraordinary journey as an artist. How did your background help to shape the way you approach public art?
Yes, Fiona, I guess personally I have that interest in history. And I was thinking in my little writings that it is in my space that we have to continue teaching in a very organic form to our society, children, youth, and adults through our incredible history that we have going through our cultural. Sometimes history can be just a little cruel, but it's what we're going through. But in
right,
my
it's
case,
messy sometimes.
But
right?
Yeah, it's messy sometimes. But I'm more focused in the creativity through the culture and art. And those personalities of those people that I have been inspired to move our society forward. And I guess in my case, it is very incredible interest to displace my thoughts in murals, in sculptures, or in other forms that make that interest too.
I love that. I think you can see that in your work too, that you're the inheritor of just deep tradition in your artwork. I see that not only in the imagery that you put in your artwork, but also in your style. You have learned from the masters and you're kind of bringing that learning and that gifting to a new generation. I love that about your work. And of course, when you ran the Art Forum, that was very much part of your mission there too, to educate people in some of these what have been considered, you know, high art techniques, but to bring that to people here in Waco, right?
Right.
And
right.
You've talked about art as, you know, I think that leads right into how you see as artists building community. What does that mean for you?
Well, for me, about with the community, it is, Fiona, always been a strong connection to continue the bell of that culture and that movement through our society. Anastasia and I, we were talking that art and culture in the cities are like a great presentation, I don't know, a great letter.
Like a love letter,
like
almost,
love
to
letter,
the future.
Yeah.
We sometimes describe public art that way. It's our way of speaking our
yes.
values and our message to the next generation.
Yes, yes. If we got that incredible face in East City, it's talking about our personal stuff, you know, how we move in our society and our family. We reflect it in the city. like the city is going to the right direction through the arts. Why I have to go to Waco or Monterrey or other city? For what reason? Art and culture is
the that movement is the connection.
And motto of the citizen around
I love
the world.
That. Yeah. Well, Anastasia, your creative career has taken you from Russia to Mexico, now Waco, and from running major cultural organizations to now focusing on creating your own art. Can you tell us a little bit about your art and your artistic approach?
Yes, of course. Well, since I was little, I always been involved in a cultural atmosphere. My parents are musicians, orchestral musicians. My mom plays violin, my dad plays flute. I'm a pianist. And all this environment it makes me like very sensitive in arts. And since I was little, I knew that I was meant to be an artist. I worked, yes, when we came to Mexico, it was because, of course, the work of my parents. They started working at the orchestra here in the Mexico State, in Toluca. And I start searching, like being part of this cultural society since I was young. Then I start working at the museum, Bicentennial Towers. It was a history museum, but there I made like 68 temporal exhibitions and events and temporal pieces of art.
And this is a major iconic cultural institution, like a history and art museum.
Yes, yes, it is. It's a dual institution because I always said that without art, humankind wouldn't have history.
Oh, I love that perspective.
Yeah, and yes, Jesus mentioned that the art and culture in a society, in a country, in a city, it's the card of presentation of that city, of that culture. So it's so important to give the importance to culture that it deserves. And that's what I was working and doing in these institutions, in cultural institutions. But then I decided to do what makes me happy, to follow my passion. And so since 2020, I start painting. I 100% start working at my studio. First, what was my approach to my art is first I start copying and studying great masters of painting like Rembrandt, Sorolla, Velázquez, all these great masters that already knew how to paint realism. So studying them helped me a lot to improving my technique.
Wow.
And nowadays I'm standing on
you can see that in your technique too. I mean, yeah. I think when you look at your artwork, you can really see that reflected, just like you can with Jesus too.
Yes.
Your styles are very compatible.
Yes, that's it. And my own paintings are like where they talk about human emotions, human duality, like we all are multicolored human beings. So that's what I express from my art. And with Jesus, yes, we are like very, very similar.
Even artistic
very
twins.
Similar to artistic twins, yes. We think the same. We almost eat the same.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's really, really interesting work that Jesus is doing here in Waco. This composition that he made for the mural is very interesting.
Tell me about that mural, because this was commissioned by the Cesar Chavez Neighborhood Association, and I know they really had a vision that they wanted to capture some of the history of South Waco in artistic form so that that itself would be something that could be handed to the next generation. So tell us a little bit about what we'll see when we see that mural.
Yeah, like you say, the Cesar Association organization approached us to develop this incredible composition. It's talking about the contribution from Mexican Americans in Texas.
I love that.
And yeah, me too. I'm really grateful to be part of this incredible composition and project. And it is most that we can bring those personalities in that world that it can continue pursuing the young people, you know, their dreams and their goals through these incredible personalities, through the arts and culture is the first, and the middle one is through the history, from Jose Antonio Navarro.
So these are like three panels. It's like a triptych.
Yes.
Yes. So the first one identifies heroes of arts and culture.
Correct.
And then the middle is history and people who've influenced history that have a Mexican-American identity.
That's and the role models is the third mural. So they're more like the guys or the personalities in the recent times, you know, around Texas.
So role models that people might have known in their lifetime.
Yes, yes.
That's amazing. So this, you capture these three aspects of
it was
the,
Fiona,
yes,
if
the building
I told
of this
you.
Community.
I talking to Anastasia, it was incredible, a challenge to make the three aspects but have that connection.
Yeah,
it was not easy, but
no,
you know,
yeah.
Now it was breathing that we're almost at the end.
Well, and it's also a community project, so you have a lot of people kind of weighing into like what who should be on there and what the composition should be and what should be represented. And of course, it had to go in front of city council.
A lot of participation from Creative Waco.
That's a lot for,
and then
for an artist.
When you help us to present it to the city, I'm a nervous guy, you know, when I come to the public, but it was an incredible successful. To work, I always say when we work in team, everything can be more smooth and easy. Cesar Chavez, Creative Waco, and the artists is make this project more easy to work with. And I remember the day when we Creative Waco bring the community. It was incredible.
Yes, we had a community paint day, so people from across the community got a chance to put their mark on the wall. Well, that is absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to see the finished mural. And Anastasia, I know you've got a couple of exhibitions coming up in Mexico too, and I'll make sure that we post those on the website so that if people are interested in following you and your career, they can do that. For anyone listening who'd like to see the mural in progress, you're welcome to stop by the South Waco Community Center. It's just wrapping up, so it will be finished very soon. And we'll be announcing the ribbon cutting soon, so keep an eye out for details. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Conversations with Creative Waco. I'm Fiona Bond. I'm talking with Jesus Rivera and Anastasia Sergeevna, who are creating a beautiful new mural on behalf of the Cesar Chavez Neighborhood Association at the South Waco Community Center. Coming up next, we'll be talking to Mike Hamilton of Rogue Media and Melvin Hall, who will share their vision for Warriors Canvas, a new initiative designed to empower military veterans through creativity and storytelling. But first, we turn things over to David Smith for his segment, David in Art.
This is 103.3 Waco Public Radio. In this week's edition of David in Art, host David Smith introduces us to an under-the-radar group of 19th century painters who challenged the artistic norms of the time.
One of my favorite things about going to a museum in some place I've never been is the possibility of discovering new artists that I've never heard of and artistic movements that I never knew existed. It's happened to me a few times, and when it does, I always come out of a museum feeling like I've finally been let in on something. A perfect example of this comes in the story of a group of painters that I've only recently heard of. It's a group that emerged in the Scottish city of Glasgow in the later 19th century. The National Galleries of Scotland sets the stage this way. Traditionally, Glasgow had been overshadowed by the political, financial, and artistic domination of Edinburgh, where artists aspired to study and exhibit their work at the Royal Scottish Academy. More often than not, any artistic institution calling itself the Royal Academy, certainly in the 1800s, is chiefly going to be playing the role of gatekeeper, making reputations, and basically defining the parameters of what counts as art and who is an official artist. Back then, such institutions made sure that new ideas stayed outside. In the middle of the 19th century, a lot of Royal Academy artists went up to the Scottish Highlands. They painted vast, sweeping landscapes of the beautiful rugged mountains and deep glens. During these years, on both sides of the Atlantic, you saw landscape painters influenced by the Romantic movement, trying to portray the power of nature and the insignificance of humans by painting these huge, awe-inspiring canvases. Younger, up-and-coming painters in Glasgow saw this old style as overly sentimental and therefore unnatural and phony. A group of painters that became known as the Glasgow Boys considered themselves anti-establishment and referred to those stodgy landscape painters as glue pots because they were so stuck in their ways. They themselves took their paints and went outside too, but not to paint majestic landscapes. They wanted to paint scenes that captured the way the people away from the cities really lived. They wanted to paint anonymous people who scraped out an existence in often very primitive conditions, to see the nobility in them. The most famous names from the Glasgow Boys would probably be Edward Arthur Walton, George Henry, and James Guthrie. Take a look at their work online, and when you do, remember that you're seeing the work of a group of artists trying to do something radically different.
That was David in Art, which you can hear every Monday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered, right here on Waco's local NPR station, KWBU. Now let's welcome our next guests. Mike Hamilton is the co-founder of Rogue Media Network, which since its founding in 2019 has grown into a powerhouse producer of over 200 podcasts, live talk shows, music programming, video, and much more. He's been an educator, entrepreneur, and IT specialist, and he's also a proud husband and father of five. Melvin Hall is a former US Marine and now a community facilitator. He's a co-creator of Warriors Canvas, a creative platform that empowers veterans to share their stories through art. Melvin brings decades of leadership experience and a deep passion for creating healing, expressive spaces for veterans and their families. Mike and Melvin, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. I need your voice on my GPS. If you could record that for me later, that would be great.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Well, I'm going to turn to Melvin first. And Melvin, you've spent your life in service and leadership. Why do you believe creative expression is important for veterans?
I think it's an untapped reserve there in the veterans that we don't know that we're creative. And I know that art lets us speak where words can't.
And is that something you're speaking about from personal experience?
Absolutely. When I say working with veterans, and it's a space that I've walked in. I retired from the Marine Corps. I've been around veterans my whole life. My dad was a career Army. So I know by experience that things are locked up in there, and creativity and art can bring those out. And I think you taught me this phrase, that life-saving expression.
Wow.
That art brings to the table, that, you know, what veterans have gone through doesn't neatly fit in conversations. And so with the creativity, it helps to express that and connect in the community.
And I imagine sometimes there just aren't the words to unlock some of those things.
Absolutely.
I love the way you describe that. What do you hope a space like Warriors Canvas can provide for those who've served?
We chose to do this not because it's easy, but because it has to be done. And I think that what it's Warriors Canvas brings to the community is like you, the phrase that you taught me, life-saving expression. And there's just a great time that connect with the community and do better than not fumble around like I am trying to express myself.
I think you're expressing yourself beautifully, and it's really heartwarming to know that your personal experience is translating directly into this offering for our community. Because as I understand it, the art therapy pathway that exists currently is really that is a, like, it's a prescription. It's kind of prescribed for people who are in acute crisis. But for people who have things that they need to unlock, you know, we have a mental health crisis anyway in our community, and I imagine that that is amplified for people who have served in the military often.
Absolutely. That's a true statement, Fiona.
Well, Mike, how did you get involved in this? You've built Rogue Media into a really thriving creative hub, and you are the go-to for so many people that we work with. How did Warriors Canvas come into the picture, and why did it resonate for you?
Melvin and I met working at an Institute of Higher Learning that we both kind of hated. And
Melvin, do not say what it is.
No, I'm not. Melvin and I have shared stories over the years, and looking at what is available to veterans to express themselves and get what's in their mind off of their chest. I don't know if that's right, but there's just nothing out there. It's like you say, it's very prescriptive rather than I think this gives us a chance to be proactive rather than reactive with these feelings that these guys have locked up inside. Mm. Melvin's a great guy. Again, 22 years in the Marines. He served his country well. But Melvin is a great facilitator of people. He puts people together. He puts programs together. And this just seemed like a natural.
I really love that. What a great matching of skill sets and vision, of course. What kind of artist collaborators or community members are you hoping to involve in this project? Who's the ideal person to connect with you? And what is that ask that you're putting into the community?
This first open house, if you will, is
okay,
just
well,
that.
Tell us about that.
Yeah,
an open house.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's basically an open house. It's the first event. We want to see who will show up, and we want to find out what is actually needed. We know that the creative space is desired, but what does that mean, right? So if we get 50 people coming in telling us about 50 things, we're going to have to make some hard decisions, you know? Is it sketching? Is it painting? Right,
yeah.
Right. And so I know that Joel Colosimo will be there, you know, art teacher at Waco High, great guy. We've involved a bunch of other just local artists. Some are veterans, some aren't. And I think that's important also. I would love to see JROTC or something like that get involved so that these guys can hear the stories of vets and trade back and forth and understand that there is a respect that's needed. Plus, this may be something that you need in the future. So I think it's a diverse mixture of people that we're looking for, but we really don't know the specifics until we have this open house.
So you are essentially casting the invitation to anyone in the community who is curious about this. Maybe they're a veteran, maybe they're an artist, maybe they are just someone who has a lot of connections in the community and they're curious about Warriors Canvas, would like to know more and potentially get involved. And so you're casting this invitation to come to an open day. When is that and where is it?
I'll let Melvin take care of that because it's on a special day.
Sure. It's Memorial Day weekend. So Memorial Day.
Oh, how appropriate. I love that. Yeah.
Yes. There's, it was chosen intentionally because there's those that their stories cannot be told. And so Memorial Day to me is sacred, the 26th on Monday, May 26th. And so we're doing this at Triple N Waco on May 24th, that Saturday. And we're going to have stories that still need to be told that haven't been told yet.
So when people come to that open day, what can they expect?
Number one, open arms. We want to hear your story. We want to know what you need. And we just want to have a blank canvas, you know, no pun intended here, but
you can,
basically
you can do
the whole
a pun, that's fine.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is an open, it's just a blank canvas, you know. Again, we don't know if it's storytelling, which I would love to hear the stories. We don't know if that's audio, whether it's visual, whether it's acted out. We're not sure yet, but we know that something is needed, especially in this time of cuts of everything. I think it's going to take the community coming together to support people rather than us looking to institutions to do that.
I love that. So people can show up. They don't have to prepare anything ahead of time. They can just show up and get curious about would this be a potential fit for them?
Absolutely.
You're potentially looking for veterans who think that a creative opportunity might be something they would be interested in. There's no cost. There's no kind of barrier to entry at all,
Zero.
As I understand it.
Yes.
And you're also looking potentially for people who could run workshops and run classes, that kind of thing. Or it's also, I really see this as something that can build community too. Yes. So you're looking to build a community of veterans that are interested in creative expression as one of their ways of connecting with each other, unlocking some of those things that are buried, and seeing kind of where that goes next. Is that?
Yeah. You were so great with us last week. We came to Creative Waco and spoke to you and everyone in the office about this idea. And, you know, that is a very good representation of the community coming together. Mm. You guys didn't have to take the meeting. You guys have plenty of stuff to do. So do we. But we came together and we talked about how can we all pitch in on this. Mm. And I think that's really what we're looking for. Yes, if you want to teach a class, great. Maybe you have someone in your family who you think might benefit from this. Bring them. Or you come and find out. We're looking for artists. We're looking for storytellers. We're looking for videographers. We're looking for anybody and everybody that might be able to help one of these vets tell a story.
I love that. For those of you who are interested in being part of this exciting initiative, Warriors Canvas is hosting an open house Saturday, May 24th from 9 a.m. at Triple Win, which is located at 1211 Webster Avenue. It's a really great opportunity to connect, learn more, and support veteran voices in our community. And of course, don't forget the Levitt Amp concerts that we heard about last episode. These continue through May on alternate Wednesdays. So May 14th, you can hear a hip-hop lineup, and 28th, you can hear Sammy Brown. Thank you so much to Mike and Melvin. That's a wrap for this episode of Conversations with Creative Waco. A big thank you to Jesus Rivera, Anastasia Sergeevna, Mike Hamilton, and Melvin Hall for joining us today and sharing their passion for art that builds our community and supports mental health. If you missed any part of today's show or want to listen again, you can find past episodes at kwbu.org or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to stay in the loop about local arts programming, be sure to sign up for the weekly calendars from Waco Insider or the Waco Buzz. I'm Fiona Bond, and this was Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU. Our next episode airs May 30th. Thanks for listening, and keep supporting the arts in Waco.